We're going to read from Acts chapter 9 and from verse 32. Acts chapter 9 and verse 32. And it came to pass, as Peter passed through all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him, and turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him 2 men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand, and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon the tanner. Well, amen. May God be pleased to bless to us this reading from his word. We have been thinking over the past few weeks of the man called Saul, whose name later became Paul, Saul of Tarsus as he was. And we're going to leave Saul of Tarsus for a little while back in Tarsus. He had headed to Tarsus because he was being persecuted by the enemies of the church at that time in Jerusalem, and his friends there thought it would be safer for him back in Tarsus, in his home city, and so that is where they sent him. And as Saul disappears, as it were, out of the picture, we go back to think a little bit about Peter, this apostle, and to some extent, the one who was a leader of the church in Jerusalem at that time. But Peter knew that the Lord had told them, the disciples, the apostles, that they were to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And they were to start at Judea and Samaria unto the ends of the earth. So Peter was obedient to the call of the Lord, and we're told that he started to go around all the areas, all the quarters, preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus and establishing the believers that lived in those places. This was a period of calm and rest for the churches, and Peter travelled busily. We read that there was a period of calm, and the churches enjoyed peace at this time. So Peter travelled around the towns and the villages, preaching and teaching and encouraging the disciples who lived there. And in this passage that we've read today, we see something of the continuing presence of the apostolic gifts with these men. Gifts of healing, gifts of insight, gifts of understanding, and gifts which were clearly supernatural. Now, we do not see these supernatural gifts continuing in the church today, because the purpose of these gifts, it seems from the reading of Scripture, was to give authority to the men who were able to perform those gifts and enable them to have a voice and to be heard in their preaching. And here we see that first this man, Aeneas, was an ill man. We're told that he had the palsy, which was a kind of paralysis that came into his body. And he had been ill and in bed for 8 years. Can you think about that for a moment? 8 years. I think maybe some of you this morning that are listening to me might not be much older than 8 years old. And he had been in bed as long as you have been alive. He had not been able to get up for that length of time. It's hard for us to conceive of this unless we've experienced something like it. And those were days of rudimentary medicine, when basically all that could be done would be to try and make the individual comfortable. But what trials and traumas must have gone through that man's mind in those long hours that formed his weeks and his months and his years, as he simply lay there and was unable to move. He was perhaps realizing that all he was doing was waiting to die, and all that could be done for him would be that his basic needs could be tended for. It's interesting that several who had this ailment, this palsy, had been in the lifetime of the Lord Jesus Christ during his own ministry healed. And it's perhaps the Lord's example that gave Peter that faith to heal Aeneas. The picture that we have with Aeneas is one of need and one of inability. And of course, that picture, it transforms from the thoughts that we have of the man lying in need and not able to do anything, and the condition that we are in, not because we are confined to our beds or not because we can't move because of an illness in our physical bodies, but this is a picture of what sin does in somebody's spirit, what sin does in somebody's soul. This is a picture which we find often in Scripture, that because of the physical powerlessness, we are reminded of our spiritual powerlessness. And just as this man Aeneas couldn't get out of his bed, so we can't do anything to help ourselves as far as our spiritual needs are concerned. We have to rely on God's goodness. We have to rely on his grace. We have to rely on his mercy. Because we can't please God. We can't live for God. We can't do anything that would make us holy before God because of the powerlessness we are in through sin. And this healing of Aeneas is a picture of the miracle of grace. And here we see Peter's authority to heal. That authority came from the Holy Spirit. And Peter healed Aeneas in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The miracle showed that Peter had authority to speak for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a part of that apostolic ministry which the Lord Jesus Christ had established. And Peter could speak with authority for Christ. And he was worthy to be heard when he spoke with Christ-given authority. And so he speaks. And as a result of this Holy Spirit demonstration of power in Aeneas' life, as a result of the healing that we saw and Peter's ministry, we're told that many turned and were converted to Christ from their evil ways. There were those who were converted who simply saw what Peter had done and the evident outworking of the power of Christ in Peter's ministry. And that takes us on to this other account, which didn't happen very far away, because this town of Joppa was quite near to where Aeneas lived. And this lady was called Dorcas or Tabitha. It's the same name in two different languages. And it means a deer, a roe deer. And it's quite clear, if you will forgive my pun, that this lady was very dear to the believers in Joppa. She was one whom they loved greatly. And when this lady died, we're told that they took her body and they mourned for her. They cleaned her body, as was the pattern in the time. And then they called for Peter to come and visit. And it may well be that because they realized that he was relatively close, that they were calling for him to come and minister to them, to comfort them in their grieving. I don't know that they would have any real idea what wonderful things were going to happen when Peter came to visit them. And when he came, we see that the Holy Spirit again showed Peter that he was to pray for this girl, this lady, and she would come to life. So there is a similarity here in the way in which Peter dealt with the situation as to the way in which Jairus' daughter had been raised from the dead by the Lord Jesus. And Peter sent everyone out of the room as the Lord had done. And then he knelt and he prayed. And again, showing us where true power was to be found, not in Peter, but in Peter's God. Not in Peter's prayer, but in Peter's Saviour. And in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes and she sat up. She was raised from the dead. And again, that's a picture of the gospel coming to an individual in new life. And that's what we speak about. We speak about spiritual life. We speak about being born again to those who are dead in sin. We're all dead in sin by our nature. The Bible tells us that we have all gone astray. We have turned our backs on God's way. We have not given God that honor that he is due, that obedience that he deserves, that holy living that he requires. We have succumbed to our own way. But the Bible also tells us that there is a way of recovery. There is a way of new life. There is a way of spiritual life to those who are spiritually dead in their sin. And Tabitha or Dorcas is a picture of that to us. This new life comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, we're told that many heard of this miracle that had been performed by Peter. And they came and they listened to the gospel message that Peter preached. And they were converted too. The gospel went forth, the gospel went to them from Peter's lips into their ears, and it entered into their hearts with spiritual power. God the Holy Spirit, as it were, said to them in their spiritually dead state, arise. And he bestowed that new life into their souls. We're told at the end of the passage that Peter stayed a long time in Joppa and that he stayed with a man called Simon the Tanner. And I think there's just a lovely little lesson there right at the very end of this passage in that phrase. You know that a tanner probably had one of the worst jobs in those days, and it was a dirty job and it was a smelly job. And the tannery where he worked with his leather, cleaning his leather, preparing his leather so that it could be used for shoes or for tools or for whatever reason it might be, was the most disgusting place that you could be. And often these tanneries, these people who were tanners, they lived on the edge of town or even over the hill from the town because the place where they worked was so disgusting. And that's where Peter stayed. And that's where he stayed for a long time with Simon the Tanner. Peter wasn't too proud. Here was a man who could raise the dead. Here was a man who could heal the sick, and yet he was not too proud to live with Simon the tanner. And it speaks to us again of the way in which the gospel is to be received by all people. And we have to be clear that we are not special people as far as this world is concerned. We are not to be proud people. We are not to be high-minded. Anything that we have has been given to us as a gift. Any grace that we have received is of the goodness of God. And we have to be ready to take this message even to the lowest in our society as well as to the highest. So thank you very much for listening to this story about Peter and Aeneas and Dorcas. And we will move on in our study of the book of Acts on another occasion. Thank you very much.